Welcome to Next Talk, powered by Compass Group. We're discussing how today's climate will impact the future of on-site food service. Bringing together the most innovative thought leaders, this series will explore how we adapt to the new normal, contribute to a successful outcome, and help lead the industry for the long term. Joining us today on Next Talk is David Hoagland, President of URS Services, the Integrated Facilities Management Division for corporate clients at Compass Group. URS Services partnership is an added value to our corporate food service clients always, but especially now in this time of crisis. And also joining us is Jim Goche, Senior Clinical Advisor for Infection Prevention at Diversey, our partner for sustainable cleaning, sanitation, and hygiene solutions that help keep businesses and the world in good health. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us. David, can you help us set up this conversation? You are both industry experts in healthy building solutions, now with elevated standards of cleaning. In recent months, URS Services has become the industry leader in creating safe work environments for our clients' essential workers so that they can continue operating. So can you tell us a little bit about URS Services and what your teams are doing now to address current concerns?
Sure, happy to do that. But I think it's important to also point out that there's many other support services sectors across Compass that have been keeping patients, customers, and our colleagues safe. I mean, Compass Group is a trusted partner for some of the most respected hospital systems across the country. This has been a really, really challenging time. And it's during these times when clients look to their trusted partners, and Compass is one of those. In fact, a few months ago, we were brought in to kind of look after and clean some of the most known, well-known field hospitals that popped up around the country. We've kept everything as our guiding thoughts is around the pillars that we have as an organization. And these are really kind of simple pillars that guide our way. It's entrusting, ensuring workplace safety, engaging our people, developing innovative solutions, creating sustainable environments, and elevating the user experiences. For 20 years, URS Services has been in existence for about 20 years, and we've been looking after regulated spaces like laboratories for our life science clients. And it's in these kind of spaces where we've really been able to develop the programs that we are deploying and have had to enhance for the way we've then combated COVID-19. And it's utilizing some of these clean room programs and even some of the programs that are healthcare that have allowed us to do this.
And I think, all of your pillars have been put in place, but especially now the elevated user experience is something that you're really speaking to and making sure that these experiences, that trust, that confidence of our clients is really strong.
That's exactly right. We the customers are looking for somebody they can trust and somebody that has these processes in place that they can deploy and deploy quickly.
Now, Jim, what about Diversey? How does your partnership with URS Services fit into this conversation?
I think, Laura, is a real good fit. Diversey is a global company that provides cleaning and disinfecting products for all aspects of our world. I heard it summarized once that wherever people are, we can clean and disinfect that area. So we've got all kinds of different sectors around the world, including things like facilities management, where we blend in so nicely with URS. Again, with hospitality, healthcare, we're in retail and food service. And we also have our food and beverage lines where we actually help canning plants, bottling plants, warewashing, laundry. Diversey is there. We're a cutting edge company. We've got some revolutionary cleaning and disinfecting products out there. And with the advent of COVID-19 and the impact that this has had globally, so it's vitally important that we get a handle on this. And so much attention has come to cleaning and disinfection. every manufacturer out there is struggling to keep up with demand, not only for disinfectants, but for cleaning agents, for hand hygiene products. It's a struggle, and Diversey is there doing the absolute best to provide our products out to those users that are actually trying to keep our world safe for everyone.
Now, David, I understand that you see part of your service's role or responsibility is really to help change behaviors in the workplace. So that extends well beyond cleaning. In the short term, what does that mean?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it is our priority to make sure our clients and their employees feel safe to come to work. You just think about the day in the life of one of our customers. You know, they drive to work, they're looking for a parking spot. They're coming into the building, finding their workplace. Some people might have a dress-free workspace that they're coming into. And there's so much that needs to be done to ensure that that is safe. Now, whether that's signage, whether that's sanitizing stations, and it's not just in the janitorial space. You've got to think about it across all of the different service lines we deliver, reception, mail and shipping. And it's how we then engage with our clients to accomplish this. You know, we're part and parcel of our client reopening strategies and helping them with communication tools so they can help influence behavior and change behavior within their building population. You know, what we did kind of 12 weeks ago, 13 weeks ago in terms of keeping buildings clean, which was acceptable, it isn't going to make it in today's market. We've really got to think about how do we keep buildings and change and make buildings healthy. And again, with the support of Diversey, these are part of the programs that we've done. In addition to that, you know, we need to kind of help our client change those behaviors with regards to social or physical distancing, ensuring that there's plenty of hand sanitizers around the building, but the signage directing people to them. You know, those reminders in bathrooms and in kitchenettes that say, not just now wash your hands, but also now sanitize as you leave the bathroom. And in addition to make sure we're keeping our own associates safe, you know, we're conducting health screening checks, temperature checks when our associates are arriving to work in the morning, making sure that they're fitting healthy for work and having face coverings where local jurisdictions requires.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, David, and the stuff you're putting into place is excellent to hear. I know Diversey, you know, at our head office is having to do the same thing, set up a protocol for people to come in and to follow that. And I'm also sort of glad to see some of the changes that are having to be made. It's unfortunate that we're now recognizing the surfaces that need better cleaning and hygiene standards. I, for the longest time, have been sitting in restaurants, and I'm sure you're both familiar with this, where you'll watch the table next to you get bussed. Somebody comes along, wipes the crumbs off, goes spray, 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 wipe, 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 and they set the plate settings for the next meal. And I'm thinking, okay, even if that was a 30-second sanitizer, that's a no rinse, that was not wet for 30 seconds. And chances are it's not. So I think COVID and this outbreak and the pandemic is going to draw so much more attention to really good cleaning and effective sanitizing or disinfection of the environment around us. We're seeing many changes in our infection control protocols. A lot of the deaths that we're seeing globally are in the elderly, and many of these elderly are in care. So definitely here in Canada, there's much attention going to be paid to what we're doing for infection control in all areas where people gather. The CDC has put out great documentation for how to clean a building if nobody resides there overnight. It's sort of a general category, composed to how to clean a building if somebody does reside there overnight. So we're seeing lots of changes around this. Some of the stuff is what our mother always told us. Wash your hands before you eat. Get your hands off your face. Things that now can have a deadly outcome. And we're now slowly getting to the point, like you said, David, where there's going to be much readily available hand hygiene products around. I remember how thrilled I was. I was out golfing with my brothers in Toronto, Ontario. We went to one of these large mall areas, and the food court had hand sanitizer as I entered the food court. And again, this would have been 12, 13 years ago that registered with me. thank goodness I can sanitize my hands before I go in and get something to eat. And that's going to become the industry standard. Your company, my company, are going to make sure that hand hygiene products are where they're going to be, that people are using fast, safe, effective products on surfaces that receive many, many, many touches. We're also going to be much more prepared in terms of recognizing when there's an issue and making sure that our stock is available in case all of a sudden we get a crunch like this.
You also mentioned that we're seeing some tried and true practices to stay safe, while at the same time there have been a lot of changes in protocols. Are there many innovations that you're seeing surface that are really effective?
I think, you know, some of the innovations are around kind of changing the way and the timing we're cleaning buildings. Normally in the cleaning world, you know, buildings are clean on the nighttime when you know, our customers have gone home. I think we're going to see a bigger shift to day cleaning. That's for sure. I think some of the testing we're going to be doing, I think we're going to be taking a lot of the processes that exist today within a healthcare environment, whether it's operating rooms or patient bedrooms. We're going to take a lot of those processes and we're going to bring those into the business and industry environment. Again, things like testing. So when we're cleaning high-touch services, going back and testing those services to make sure that there's no lingering bacteria there. And if there is, well, you can do all of this in real time. So I think there is a number of innovations out there. I've seen a lot of UV technology now being developed, and changing the light spectrum and the UV, so again, it's not harmful. So I think we'll see a lot more of that roll out into the business. Again, we're trialing a couple of handheld wands at the moment, because whilst you can, you know, spray and have the dwell time and then wipe around hard surfaces, there are some surfaces that are just kind of too tricky, because they take keyboards or telephones or those types of things. So deploying ultraviolet to those is a kind of an innovation that has been worked on. And again, we're trialing it as we speak today.
There certainly is a lot of innovation going on. I know our UV system has caught the attention of a lot of people just because of the portability, the accuracy of projecting the light directly on the surface, because our arms actually articulate. So you can actually put it over, say, a keyboard, or you could actually have it on the side rail instead of just trying to irradiate everything within the room. We've even had requests now coming from schools as they consider reopening that maybe they should use an adjunct technology like that after they've cleaned and disinfected a classroom. They're asking us, should we put an ultraviolet light in there just to make sure we get all those areas and the nooks and crannies? Those kind of innovations. And then, you know, Diversey has always had that cutting edge of having a very safe disinfectant with a 1 minute contact time. And I think what we're going to see, David, in a lot of public areas is the ready to use pop-up disinfectant wipe that you truly don't need to have gloves on to touch the chemistry, available for the public. If they feel they need to wipe something down, it's going to be available to them.
That is reassuring. And something I'm curious to hear from both of you is, as on-site food and support services providers, how do you think Compass should shift its mindset and think about things differently as we reopen and we're on the other side of this?
It's important for all of our clients to know that as Compass, kind of, you know, we have, there's different divisions within Compass that can help them. It's not just the fact that we deliver food services, we can also help them clean and disinfect their facilities, even to the point when, you know, as they're putting together their back to work plans and how they're going to reopen. You know, buildings, and some buildings have been closed for the last 8, 9, 10 weeks, and maybe they have very, very few people in there. So they're going to have to be deep cleaned. There's going to be resources needed to do that. There's going to be people with the skill sets and the products available to do that. And we believe we are best placed or very well placed to do that for our clients. But a lot of the time, I don't think, you know, clients think it's Compass Group, we're just a food service company. I don't think our clients really kind of understand that we have this capability to do more than just food. And we have various specialists organizations, as I said earlier, now we're out there cleaning some of the leading hospital systems in the country, to the fact that these organizations trust us as Compass Group to do that. We can take those models and apply it to our clients' locations or our clients' premises and really bring a value add to more than just the food service. So I think educating our clients that we are bigger than just a food service organization is going to be really important. And it's things like this podcast that is going to make them known of what we can do, the additional services that we can deliver.
That kind of communication that, you know, Compass is working together with Diversey to be the best possible partner out there to share this information with people. The other thing I think we need to remind people of, and I do this a lot as an infection control practitioner, is I remind people of what we have in place to keep everyone safe.
And you both mentioned communication with clients that is so incredibly critical. And David, I'd like you to touch on that a little bit more, because not only does Zira Services clean with the best-in-class QA practices, but you have the ability to measure its effectiveness and then report on that as a part of routine KPIs to the client. So that's a level of transparency that's just a part of the partnership.
Absolutely. You know, we've always operated QA programs. You know, a lot of our clients will set us KPIs and SLAs and, you know, things we're measuring every day, every week, every month, and then reporting back on those. But, you know, generally these are kind of lagging indicators when you really want leading indicators. And, you know, some of the programs that we've taken from our healthcare around testing and testing services, you know, during the time of the cleaning event, are again things that are going to be the new norm. So real time, our clients are going to know that area that was cleaned an hour ago, you know, it was then tested and the testers were negative for any bacteria and therefore it's safe. And even kind of then taking that and putting it into some sort of visual dashboard that not only our clients, but our customers can see. These are some of the new innovations that are out there, again, that we are currently testing with a couple of clients, so that, again, the builders and users have that sense of confidence that I can visibly see people cleaning, there's testing being done, there's QA around that testing, it's being recorded, and then I have this visual, whether it's a monitor or something that says, I'm in the green today, my place is clean, and that's going to then give me the confidence. And as time progresses, that confidence is going to be gained by people. But that said, we've got to keep it front of mind, because the last thing you want people to do is then let their guard down and they're not, you know, putting into place some of those practices around hand washing and sanitizing, et cetera. So QA has got a big part to play in this. And it's and again, taking lessons that we've learned from the healthcare sector and bringing them into the B&I sector, I think is going to be a great value to our clients and our customers.
If you've got an audit process in place, that quality assurance that you can show to a patient, that you can show to a client, we clean this area well. Just like you said, David, you want to be able to give them numbers to show that, you know, we follow up on this. We check our employees, we check the surfaces that they're actually cleanable. That's one nice thing about fluorescent gel. If it doesn't wipe off and you know you've wiped it off, maybe that surface needs to be replaced. Maybe it's not cleanable anymore. But it's something that you can actually hand back to the customer to show that you've actually checked what's going on. It offers a much better layer of assurance to them.
Well, now that cleaning is becoming more of our habit and more of our expectation, and it means more time spent on disinfecting, but also, of course, more products being used. David, what increases are you seeing in volume needs? And then how is this impacting the environment?
Yeah, I mean, look, we are, you know, we try to align to the WELL standard for buildings, particularly to create healthy buildings. So we're seeing a lot on kind of disinfecting, on hand sanitization, and these types of products, that's for sure. And again, I think, you know, as people do come back to the workplace, you're going to have some people that bring their own. You're going to have clients that looking to organizations like ours and our supply chains and the relationships that we have with the likes of Diversey to innovate new products and ensure that, you know, that on every desktop, whether it's the teachers or the students or, you know, an office worker, that there are products there that they can use. Because, you know, at the end of the day, but again, just thinking about that and part of your question, not only that they can use, but these products are kind of follow the green seal example and all come from a sustainable background. But I think in the initial stages of people coming back, we're going to see a huge uptake in that. And I think we're getting well positioned as we are now. Again, 13, 14 weeks ago when this started, there was a big push into the marketplace. You couldn't get hand sanitizers. I think there's some supermarket chains. You can't now, but I think the manufacturers are now getting on top if they've not gone on top of that. And I think, you know, when we start to roll out our N+1 program, where, you know, we're having our redundancies in place and we're having products available, again, it's going to be clients that look to us to provide those. So I think there'll be a huge uptake to begin with. I think as people get more and more comfortable and confident, as they spend more time in the workplace, I think as they see more sanitation and more disinfecting being carried out in the workplace, then the volume will drop, but I don't think it'll ever disappear. I think this is something that's going to be here to stay for good.
I know Diversey, we ramped up way back, end of February, early March. We tripled our production. We've got lines that are running now 24/7, and we're still struggling to catch up with the demand. That's what's going on. At the same time, Diversey was working on a new product line where we would use less packaging, less plastic in our containers. All of our plastics are recyclable. You know, we were trying to get that step ahead as we realized, you know, we've got a great product we want everywhere, but at the same time, we have to recognize if you're using our accelerated hydrogen peroxide product, the active ingredient is hydrogen peroxide. It breaks down to oxygen and water. It doesn't leave a residue on a surface that is any worse than a mild soap. It's very, very safe in that way, so that we're not adding to a toxic buildup in our streams and rivers. It's not going to be hazards to people. I should have gloves on if I'm cleaning a surface because of the bacteria that might be on the surface, but I really don't need the glove on to touch my chemistry. It's that safe. So that's where Diversey is trying to get it out as one part of this, but at the same time, we want to make sure we're as sustainable as possible.
Well, we are just incredibly grateful to have experts and partners like you two, keeping us clean, keeping us confident, really, most importantly, keeping us safe. We would like to close out each episode with a speed round. It's a way for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. So, Jim, we will start with you. What are you most excited about doing once social distancing is over?
Oh, for sure, seeing my grandson more and more and more and getting out and hitting a golf ball.
All right. Nice. Two answers. And what's something that you started doing during stay at home that you want to keep going?
Well, believe it or not, I try to drink as much fluid as possible when I'm sitting still because it's just healthy for you to drink lots of fluid. And I've always done that. But what I'm doing differently now is when I have to get rid of that fluid, I try to do some exercises before I sit down at my desk. And I'm hoping to keep that up.
Very good best practice. And what's your top choice right now? A puzzle, a podcast, a board game, a movie, or a good book?
Oh, for sure, a book. I think with the travels I did last year, I read 98 novels on my reader.
All right, David, what are you most excited about doing once social distancing is over?
Getting out and spending time with friends, that's for sure.
And is there anything that you started doing during stay at home that you want to keep going?
Absolutely. Like Jim, I travel most of the week, and then, you know, you come home on a Friday and the weekend. And but I've been spending a lot more time in the kitchen and carrying and doing those kind of cooking duties. And I'm actually, and I have perfected my homemade curries now that we make from scratch. And, you know, being a guy from England, it's the, I guess, the number two takeaway food is curry in the UK.
Wow. Now you can make it at home. And what is your top choice right now? A puzzle, a podcast, a board game, movie, or a good book?
You know, it would be right for me to say podcast, but it's not real. I'm like Jim. It's a book. That's for sure. Definitely the book.
Is there anything that you've read recently that you would recommend?
Do you know, I live in Texas, and I guess maybe it's one of the most famous places in Texas is the Alamo. And I've just read a book called Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, which was really great. It's a really good read, and I mean, it's a historical book, but it gets you right there in the moment and really understands some of those decisions that were made, and you know, the unfortunate of what happened in the Alamo, but the consequences after, and then you know, Texas becoming a state and becoming part of the Union.
Well, thank you both so much for your time, and we really do look forward to navigating what's next together.
We want to keep this conversation going. Join us at compassgroup.podbean.com to listen to a new episode every week. If you have questions or a request, send them to envisiongroup@compass-usa.com. Until then, be safe and be well.